From Indiana Public Radio and Ball State University, this is The Scene, the show that captures live music right from our own backyards and brings it straight to you. I'm your host, Chase Carter, and on this segment of The Scene, we'll get to listen to Shoot Down the Sun, an indie rock post-punk band comprised of Ball State and Purdue University students. We got to catch them at Be Here Now on January 25th. Later in this segment, the band joins us for an interview, but to start, here's the song, Nightmare.
I woke up from my nightmare. Something still feels wrong there. There's this feeling I can't shake. I dreamt that you let me go. You left me all alone.
I had the opportunity to sit down with the band for an interview earlier this year to talk about college life and band life, inspirations for their music, as well as band dynamics. Here's Shoot Down the Sun. So next up joining us here in the Scene studio is Shoot Down the Sun, a quintet of electric bass, keys, percussion, rhythm, and lead guitars. They describe themselves as a post-punk genre of music here in Muncie, Indiana. They most recently released in December of last year, Deck the Halls, and we're listening to them from January 25th at Be Here Now. Welcome to the studio, guys.
Hey, thanks for having us.
So first up, I want to get to the name of your band, Shoot Down the Sun. How did you guys come up with the name?
Oh, boy.
Okay, so that name, we came up with that a long time ago, and we were just throwing out ideas for names because Marissa and I wanted to get a project going, and I think the sun blinded us or made us sneeze when we walked outside, and basically
on the way to class, and I was like, man, sure wish I could shoot down the sun. And then Chris thought that'd be a fun band name.
Between your busy lives as Ball State students, how do you guys manage the band life on top of practice and all of that here, being a student?
Well, they all looked at me. we try to be very flexible with each other's schedules, and we try to get in 1 to 2 practices a week, depending on what we have for the weekend or what we plan on the weeks. We adapt our schedules based on that, but overall flexibility is key. Yeah.
I think just the whole notion behind that is just having the mentality that we're just here to have fun. We don't want to make things too regimented, too cordial.
Yeah, definitely.
And I mean, we all have completely different lives. I mean, Michael's an architecture student. That definitely takes up a lot of time. You guys are music media production. Mm-hmm. I'm just a communication studies, but you know, I have a lot of volunteer hours, a lot of leadership courses. I'm usually gone about every other weekend, as it is anyway. So yeah. We just sort of talk to each other, and we're like, hey, is this a good time to work this weekend?
Yeah,
if it fits, we get it in there, you know?
Yeah. Group chats become very important.
Yeah.
Sure. So what drew you guys all together? How did you guys all meet, sort of come together as a band? Because you described an architecture student, communication studies student, music production student. Mm-hmm. It's a pretty diverse group, it sounds like.
Yeah.
Absolutely. I'll let Chris or Marissa take the head on this.
You want me to?
You can start.
All right. Well, Chris and I met last year, our freshman year, just in music production classes. And I was a composition major at the time. And I didn't even know that the music production degree existed at this school. Mm-hmm. And so I switched my major to that my second semester. And we were in a survey of the music industry class. Mm-hmm. And we were just doing like kind of a silly little project. And we were like, what if we made a band and released an EP?
Yeah.
So we recorded it all in my dorm room, just on like a tiny little amp, and
the
we had
quality.
Like drum machines doing the drums and stuff. And we were like, "This material is actually pretty good. Mm-hmm. So why don't we get a band together?"
Yeah, and then we met Sam actually while talking to a friend
Zach
about
Taylor,
trying to
right?
get Zach Taylor.
Yeah, we have a good mutual friend named Zach. He mm-hmm. plays guitar, big old blues head. He's been a good friend of mine for about 3.5 years now,
mm-hmm.
and I met them through him.
Yeah.
They're just like, you want to play with us? And I was just like, sure.
Yeah.
I can throw down some time. And, you know, one practice turned into two. And then we started putting a song together. And
and by that time, we had Michael Rossworm.
Yeah,
we were just doing, like, summer practices in different basements.
Yeah, we were.
Gosh.
And then we ran into Shirley, who I knew from high school. But, like, I wasn't good friends with him. I didn't know him that well. But I ran into him, and I knew he was great at guitar. And...
Oh, well, thank you.
Want to talk about that?
Well, I was just trying to pennyboard to class, and Chris accosted me on the sidewalk and told me to join his band. So here I am.
Yeah, now we have two Michaels.
Yeah. We're about a six-month-old band.
It's going to get confusing having two Michaels.
Having two...
I personally get confused.
We have like 1,000 names for both of them.
Yeah.
We have this group chat going. I'm like, hey, Michael, can you check this out? And then... So somebody else will reply, like Chris or Marissa, like, which one are you talking to?
get lost in the group meetings.
Yeah.
It does. I am constantly confused.
Constantly confused.
I try to call him Shirley when I can.
Shirley
Rossworm.
You've got a good, you've got a really iconic last name.
Shirley's super fun to say.
Yeah.
It reminds me of Shirley Temple.
And then Rossworm
and those dimples
gets confusing.
Too.
You're not the first one to say that.
Okay.
Is there a one clear leader in the group, or is there one person that writes more songs than the other, or...
Well, Chris writes most of the songs for us.
Yeah, I think you have most of the material that we've played.
I feel like I'm the mom of the group.
Yeah. Yeah.
I wouldn't say
just
that there's
coordinating,
like
but...
an overall leader.
Yeah.
We really work together to get the parts down and stuff.
Yeah, what's been really neat about these last few months playing together is that Chris has come to the table with a few songs already, and it's been really neat to play. What I'm really looking forward to in the future is because, like, we had a few shows, and we just wanted to crank some songs out, and Chris had some, you know, let's get the material on the table. Mm-hmm. We all have some songs and some jams of our own, and I'm kind of looking forward to, like, diversifying and putting more songs there, expanding our style. But you have definitely been the songwriter for these last few months.
Yeah, definitely.
So going back to the 25th performance, Be Here Now, you started off with Nightmare. Would you like to... explain the inspiration for that song or where you drew inspiration from? Was it from daily life?
That song is actually I think of that as like as old as time, because I wrote that my freshman year of high school, and I was playing with a band called Secret Weapon, who Michael Rossworm was a part of at the time. And I don't know, I just wrote it a very long time ago, and the song has changed a lot over time, and the songs changed a lot with this group, and I really like how it's sounding, but really we just thought it'd be a fun song to start with.
One of the songs we featured here on the show was Road of Tribulation.
I like that one. That's a good one. Yeah. One of our better ones.
Did Chris write that one?
I wrote that one.
You wrote that one. Where did you pull inspiration from for that song?
I just pulled that from, you know, the frustrations of being a college kid or being a kid in general and just trying to get through life, get through people talking about politics and everything nonstop. You just try to take in what you can, believe in what you believe in, and keep moving.
Mm-hmm. Just tired of things.
Oh, yeah. I mean, yeah, I happen to feel like I write a lot of songs about being frustrated about things, and it's just...
That's a good way to put it.
Yeah. It's just...
It's an outlet.
It's an outlet, and music's always been an outlet for me, so it's a good way for me to try to incorporate things I love into my daily life.
Is there anything else you want our listeners to know or want them to hear when they're listening to your music?
Dude, just have fun. Dude, get out there, enjoy it, put it on, and if our music isn't for you, that's okay. There's somebody else who's going to do a great job at what you enjoy. So as long as you're enjoying it, you know, that's why we want to be here. That's why we want to play.
Well, awesome. Well, thank you, Shoot Down the Sun. That's Chris Golab, Michael Shirley, and Marissa Jenkins. Sam Taylor joined us in the studio, and Michael Rosworm was not able to join us today. But thank you again, guys, for coming.
Yeah, thank you for having us.
I want to thank Shoot Down the Sun for joining me for the interview and wish them all best of luck in their future musical careers.
Back yet, the end is inside. You've lost control, but you're resting on belief. When hope's not enough, is love worth the fight? On our darkest paths, we can't shake off the past, then tomorrow just won't come. We can keep up the length while our faith is a strength, and our strength is in our love. We can't let go, we will not show how scared we are. Savior, where is it now? Nowhere inside. On our darkest past, we can shake out the past, but tomorrow just won't come. We can keep up the length while our faith is a strength, and our strength is in our love. Can't let go, we will not show how scared we are.
Heard the song Road of Tribulation by Shoot Down the Sun. If you want to hear more of Shoot Down the Sun, they are on Spotify and Apple Music. Their website is shootdownthesun.bandcamp.com. Finally, we leave you with Boomerang. Boomerang.
Toss me aside again. Let me breathe for a moment. I've fallen on my way. All the despair that you sent. And I know we're almost done. We've been at this before, but you know.
This was our best one.
I'll be your boomerang. I'll keep coming back. I'll be your boomerang. Let us stick with you till you turn your back. And I know that you will.
Major support for the scene comes from the Vice President of Information Technology at Ball State, Ball State's music media production program, our underwriters, and listeners like you who support their local public radio station. Our show is produced entirely by Ball State students. Our producers and engineers are Will Robbins, Aaron Betts, and Wes Skaggs. Trevor Matthews is our booking and communications coordinator. Brittany Fila, Paige McKillop-Robbins, Josh Barton, and Chase Carter are our immersive learning student interns for the spring 2019 semester. This episode was produced by your host, Chase Carter. And a special thanks to the venues who let us record this week's artist, Be Here Now, Healer, and IMAF. To find out more about the bands and venues we feature on the scene, visit our website, indianapublicradio.org/the scene. Where you can learn more about the program and listen to previous shows. Again, that's indianapublicradio.org/the scene. Also, if you'd like to keep up with what we're doing next, follow our Facebook page. Just search for The Scene on Indiana Public Radio, and find us on Twitter and Instagram at The Scene on IPR. We're also on Apple Podcasts and wherever else you listen to your podcasts. Give The Scene from Indiana Public Radio a search to add us to your favorite podcasting app. Thanks for joining us, and find us again next week to hear performances from your own backyard. This is Chase Carter signing off, and we hope to see you next time on The Scene.